AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Principal Financial's 30.6% quarter tests conviction as volume lags the near-high close. PFG finished the week at $111.10, just 0.4% below its 52-week high, while a 39-week trend signal and strong relative strength sit against lighter-than-normal participation. Research brief. Principal Financial Group gained 5.6% in the week to 12 June, extending its 4-week return to 11.4% and its 12-week advance to 30.6%. The stock remains firmly above its $93 trend line and $78.51 fair value reading, but volume at 0.8 times the 13-week average leaves confirmation short of the price move. Key points. 1. PFG closed at $111.10, only 0.4% below its $111.50 52-week high, and at 99.0% of its yearly range. 2. The trend signal is active for a 39-week streak, with price 19.5% above the trend line. 3. Relative strength improved to 8.34, and market dynamics stayed positive at 0.96, although there was no fresh signal trigger. 4. Weekly volume was 5.3 million shares, below the 13-week and 52-week averages of 6.5 million shares. 5. PFG outpaced U.S. financial services and U.S. asset management averages across the latest week, 4 weeks, and 12 weeks. Price action presses the top of the range. Principal Financial Group ended the latest completed week at $111.10, up 5.6%, leaving the shares within 40 basis points of their $111.50 52-week high. The move adds to an 11.4% 4-week gain and a 30.6% 12-week advance, keeping the weekly setup in continuation mode rather than recovery mode. The stock is 19.5% above its $93 trend line, with the trend signal active for 39 weeks, or 75.0% of the past year. That is constructive trend evidence, but the close is also 41.5% above the $78.51 fair value reading, which means the market is already paying a substantial premium for the current momentum profile. Financials context remains supportive, but PFG is doing more than the group. The broader U.S. financial services group had a strong week, averaging a 3.1% gain, with 72.0% positive market dynamics breadth, but only 45.0% trend breadth. PFG's 5.6% weekly move ranked 14th in the sector sample, while its 30.6% 12-week gain was well ahead of the sector's 12.4% average. Within U.S. asset management, the contrast was sharper. The industry averaged 1.7% for the week, and just 0.5% over 4 weeks, while PFG ranked 4th on the 4-week measure and 12th over 12 weeks. Industry positive relative strength breadth was only 23.0%, so PFG's 8.34 relative strength reading stands out as stock-specific strength, rather than a simple group lift. Momentum is improving. Participation is not yet emphatic. Market dynamics rose to 0.96 from 0.72 a week earlier, and has improved from negative territory in late April, while relative strength moved up from 5.15 to 8.34. The 4-week changes in both gauges show a clear improvement in pressure, consistent with the latest push to the top of the yearly range. The main qualification is volume. Weekly turnover was 5.3 million shares, equal to 0.8 times both the 13-week and 52-week averages of 6.5 million. That does not invalidate the advance, but it does leave the latest breakout attempt without the stronger participation that would normally make the near-high move more durable. Risk and what to watch next. No major top-level risk cluster is dominant in the current read, and realized volatility has cooled to 1.9% over 13 weeks versus 2.9% over 52 weeks. The balance of weeks also remains favorable, with 34 upside weeks against 18 downside weeks, while average gains of 2.4% have modestly exceeded average losses of 2.2%. The next test is whether PFG can hold near the high without losing market dynamics pressure. A fade back toward the trend line would matter, because the stock is already trading at a sizable fair value premium, while a volume ratio above 1.5 times would provide stronger evidence that fresh demand is backing the move. Research note. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.